All right, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to make this very brief statement. We are here in Point 14 mobilizing and in support of our two candidates for the Movement for Social Justice in this local government elections. And a short while ago, we were greeted with the news that the company that the union, OWTU, would have incorporated for the acquisition of the refinery, that company was successful in its bid for the refinery. I just want to say that while everybody was preparing for Christmas, celebration of Christmas last year, on December the 17th, the union, the OWTU, would have been busy with the process of incorporating a company for the acquisition of the refinery. And that company is the Patriotic Energies and Technologies and Services Limited. And that company, we were informed just a while ago, that that company was successful in its bid to acquire the refinery. Yeah. I also want to say that the acquisition of the refinery for the OWTUs on our part is not just for the Petrochin workers. It is for the Petrochin workers, that is a fact. It's not just for the OWTU members. It is for the OWTU members, that is also a fact. But it is for and on behalf of all of the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah? We did this. We did this with the focus on the country, knowing full well that if that refinery had gotten into any other hands, it would not have benefited Trinidad and Tobago. And we would have struggled, we would have prayed, we would have fasted, and at the end of the day, Almighty God would have showered blessings on us, not just us, but on the people of Trinidad and Tobago. The people of Trinidad and Tobago certainly deserve a lot more, and we are going to ensure that the our acquisition of those assets do not go in vain, but it go for the benefit of every single citizen that walks this land. Yeah? And so we thank all of our supporters. We thank every single one who would have walked with us, who would have walked with a journey with us from the Point of Pier roundabout to Port of Spain, who would have journeyed with us every time we had our public meetings and so on, and the public gatherings, spreading the truth. We thank all of our well-wishers and supporters who would have supported us and stayed the course to ensure that we put forward a proper proposal to ensure that it comes in the hands of the people. And I also want to say finally that the acquisition of those assets is not a gift from the government. We did not get any gratis, or nobody did us any favor. We deserve it, the people deserve it, and we would have done all that is necessary. Yeah? Thank you very much. Well, we have to get, well, first of all, we have to get a formal document coming from the government stating the acquisition and the terms of the acquisition. And then we will take it from there. Well, let me tell you, first, because I omitted to tell you, our first order of business will be a national press service where we'll be giving thanks to Almighty God. I omitted to say that. We have already planned that. After that, certainly, our company, Patriotic Energies and Technologies Services Limited, will have to have some formal document coming from the government stating that we have acquired those assets. And once that occurs, we'll be able to take it from there. And so on.
Any plans to rehire the workers who were dismissed?
Well, the workers, all of the workers who were in support of the union for the acquisition of those assets, those workers will not be disappointed. Yes? Yes.